It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Emily and Lenny revealed more classified characters joining the line during their Sky Striker unboxing video last week, so let's talk Classified Helix. I have to say I was quite surprised with the reaction to the name drop of a certain Agent Helix coming soon for the Classified series, courtesy of a reveal from Emily and Lenny during their most recent video appearance with the HasLab Sky Striker unboxing. I didn't realise that Helix was an unknown quantity for so many G.I. Joe fans, and I'm not trying to be all like high and mighty here or claim people aren't true fans or anything like that at all. I was genuinely not expecting there to be so many comments either stating they'd never heard of the character or that they just weren't that clued up on them. I probably shouldn't have been shocked when you look at the fact that she's only been around since 2009, had one figure and shown up in a handful of comic stories. That said, I feel like she's one of those newer additions to the brand who's had a significant impact as a character despite her minimal usage so far. She's definitely been utilised more in Larry's recent IDW issues of A Real American Hero, which we will discuss shortly, so let's get into the character's origin. Agent Helix was created for the G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra video game and was the brainchild of Mayan Escalante, a character designer at Double Helix Games. Do you get it now? Yes, the character was named after the game's developer. Helix was also the beneficiary of a comic one-shot by IDW, and I guess you could also count the Helix preview that was sold several months prior to the game coming out in video game retail stores, as well as given away for free by IDW and Hasbro at SDCC in 2009. Helix was given a very interesting backstory and was the first character to be specifically described as neurodivergent. I imagine there's a few Joes in the history of the brand who exhibit neurodivergent qualities, but aren't specified. I'm looking at you, Deep Six. So as an autistic character, there was a touch of the savant superhero sort of trope utilised, but to get the terminology out there was certainly a positive thing, and the fact that she is such a badass does also help in my opinion. She uses dual 10mm auto pistols as her preferred weapons of choice, and her skill sets include expert marksman, advanced martial arts training, she's an Olympic class gymnast, and even possesses her own whirlwind attack, which was featured on her action figure file card. In terms of her neurodivergent qualities, they explain these away using the term total organic battlefield awareness. Basically, she has the ability to identify and solve complex physical calculations at a rate that some consider extremely spooky. To Helix, everything has a data set, like miles left before a car will run out of fuel, or ammo count in the enemy's guns, etc. Helix also made an appearance on the CGI animated miniseries Operation Hiss, given away for free with purchase of the Rise of Cobra video game and then made available on GIJoe.com, the show followed a number of G.I. Joe characters in different areas of the globe looking for information on Cobra's new weapon, the Hiss Tank. Helix popped up during Chapter 4, Urban City Strike, and showed off her skills including driving a motorcycle through a window and taking out a team of red ninjas. We didn't get much more in the way of development, but it was cool to see a number of characters incorporated into the series following the movie. The comics have explored her character in more depth, and she became a pretty prominent figure in the A Real American Hero series by Larry Harmer when it was at IDW Publishing. Her major breakout came in the miniseries Silent Option, which delved into the character of Helix in more detail than before, even going as far as recounting her childhood in interviews with her adoptive parents. In the comic, Dawn and Bombstrike are tasked with the mission of finding Helix, who seems to be on a bloody vigilante rampage throughout the torrid underworld of child trafficking. The miniseries was really good and a standout for IDW, and finally gave us more info regarding Agent Helix. It should also be mentioned that Helix was a civilian with no military experience before being brought into G.I. Joe by General Hawk, who kept her backstory under lock and key prior to Silent Option. I should also add that she is the only character to ever spar with Snake Eyes to a stalemate, according to Breaker in the Rise of Cobra video game. As for her one and only action figure, Helix was released in 2009, that same year she debuted in the game and in the comic. The figure was completely brand new and unique and came kitted out with a working missile and net launcher, missile, net, rifle, machete, figure stand, and of course her 10mm dual auto pistols. Her head sculpt did see reuse as the female dial tone in the Rise of Cobra True exclusive Troop Builder 5-pack set 1, a brown dye job, and voila, Jill Morelli. Helix's design is an interesting one, and I have to say I'm very excited to see how the Classified team have gone about this figure. I'm sure it will stay very close to her video game and previous action figure designs, with the almost iconic grey hair with the black accents and the yellow, black, and grey deco for her gear. The original designer, Mayan Escalante, also revealed the concept art for her yellow deco and another red, black, grey and tan deco that didn't make the cut. That said, I think you have a silent option for a repaint there, pun intended. But seriously, she does look good in that colour scheme as well. In terms of the classified accessory loadout, her dual auto pistols are a must, as well as storage for them. I would also throw in a rifle just to mirror the original release. I doubt she will need a giant missile launcher with a net though. I'm so happy the Classified team are once again trying characters that are a little unexpected and from more recent eras of the brand. I feel like Dawn Moreno is closer now as well. Hopefully we get her name dropped sooner rather than later. Anyway, what do you guys think? Excited for Agent Helix, or were you in the I have no idea who she is camp? Looking forward to seeing what she looks like? Are those heavy duty pouches or hard drives hanging from her belt? Let me know in the comments below. Okay team, I'll be back with another Classified deep dive for the Steel Corps, as well as more news, so keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching, make sure to like, comment and subscribe, see you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.